Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea with your girl E.
With your girl E.
With your girl E. With
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Talk the Tea with your girl E. I'm coming to you today with a message that I now understand. We are going to be talking about marriage versus married, and is there a difference? In today's society, we see a lot of couples getting married. You know, they're planning the wedding, and it can be so fun, it can be exciting, and also it can be a lot of anxiety. Some people plan a wedding within 6 months, and some people take up to 2 years to plan. There are specific timetables that couples put into making sure that their special date is perfect. They have to make sure that their colors match, their dress and their suit is fit perfectly, the food tastes good, the decorations are placed just right. They have to make sure that their ring is the biggest and the bling is amazing. Their shoes have to be comfortable enough to stay in all day. Their hair and their makeup must be on point. The music has to match the rehearsal, and the guest seating is exactly where it's supposed to be. So a lot of time and effort goes into making this day perfect. The day that only takes 15 minutes to say, I do, but can cost well over $15,000. So what happens after everyone has left from celebrating with you? You know they are done dancing and eating up your food. What happens after you've consecrated your marriage? You've gone on the most expensive honeymoon that you guys could afford, and now you're at home where both of you have decided to begin your lives together in holy matrimony. This means that you will wake up one morning after you're married and you're going to roll over to your husband or roll over to your wife and you're going to say good morning. You're going to cuddle all night in bed and have amazing dinner. It might be amazing sex to go with it every single night. You guys have married your best friend and life is going to be perfect. If you think that your relationship is going to go like that, you need to wake up right now from that dream, for real. If you talk to someone that told you that your relationship will be perfect harmony, you need to go back and slap that person in their mouth because they lied to you. Once you say, I do, the work as a married couple has ended. And the work as a couple building their marriage, it begins. So you may be saying to yourself, well, self, I thought that being married and marriage are the same. Yes, that is what a lot of people think. So let's jump head first into this conversation and be looking out for our first episode of the Marriage Chronicles. This is something that my husband and I have decided to do together. So be looking out for that. So because we have the words married and marriage already in our mouths, let's find out what the definition of married and marriage is. So the dictionary describes the definition of married as a time when you two have a wedding and come together as husband and wife. Okay, that sounds, it sounds straight to the point to me. So to get married is the whole ceremony within itself. Okay, let's look at the meaning of marriage. The definition says that marriage is a formal, social, and legal contract between two individuals that unties their lives legally, economically, and emotionally, and ties themselves to a person. So being married also gives legitimacy to sexual relations within the marriage. So basically, marriage is a union. Okay, I get that. I understand. So let me tell you what me and Mr. Van Zandt have determined a marriage to be. So just like the Bible says, we have determined marriage to be a union that is from the hand of God, who created male and female in his own image, so that we might become one body. And you can find that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. But we have also defined the meaning of marriage as the true work after becoming married. Remember when I said that you prepare and you take the time to prep for your wedding? Well, that is not the work of a marriage. That is the work come married. The work of your marriage is when you begin building factors that you thought you already had, but find out because you are now spending 24/7 with that person that you stood on that stage with and said, I do, it has now become real. A marriage where you begin contributing love, a true commitment, trust, time, energy, attention, communication, listening skills, a partnership, tolerance, patience, lots of patience, openness, honest, respect, sharing, consideration, generosity, the willingness and the ability to compromise, constructive management of disagreements and arguments, sexual faithfulness, the willingness to see another's point of view, ability and the willingness to forgive and apologize. And the list goes on. This list seems simple, right? Some people, it's very difficult. But these are the necessary factors that will keep your marriage strong and satisfying. Most people are aware that Mr. Van Zandt and I have been married numerous of times. He has been married 2 times before me, and I have been married 3 times before him. We have been judged, we've been ridiculed, and all of the above for being married so many times. But notice I said being married so many times. We can both agree that this is the first time that either one of us have been in a marriage. We both understand that marriage takes work to make it work. It takes a lot of reciting the same things that I just said that takes your marriage to work, the necessary factors. It's not just going up on stage and saying, I do, but it's reciting the vows that you made to one another when you were getting married. But hearing and understanding the meaning of the vows is not enough. You have to live out those vows that you took in front of all those people and in front of God. For better or for worse means that no matter what you and your spouse are going through, you both are committed to making your marriage right and making it work. Through sicknesses and in health, it means if your wife or your husband has a surgery and they're down for a couple of months, that doesn't mean go cheat on them because they can't have sex right now. And richer or for poor, it means that whether your spouse has $3 in their pocket or $3,000 in their pocket, you still have their back. To death do us part, that means when this life is over, we still love each other. Not just when we're in this life together. We'll hold our vows until one of us leaves this earth, meaning that divorce is not an option. In a marriage, the relation that people have about marriage is that it's 50-50. That is false information, y'all. Some days it may be 20-80, and another day it might be 90-10. So how do you get through those days? That's when communication comes in. As a spouse, You will have days where you have to play detective to find out why your spouse is having a 10 or a 20 day. Then as a couple together, you come up with a plan to get them back to that 50 or that 40 day. So let me tell you, marriage is work. It's work to get in with the right person that God wants you to be with. This is the person that you went to God in prayer about. And it's work to stay in, guys, because you have made a commitment to God and you've made a commitment to your spouse to do so. People have made a mockery of marriage for years, including myself. You can't get married just because you have children. You can't get married thinking that it's going to make a person stop cheating. You can't get married because your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend has pressured you to do so. So you're marrying them just to shut their mouth. And these days, you can't even get married because you love one another. Love is not enough in a marriage. It takes so much more than love to keep a marriage going. We say all of this, guys, to say that if you are not committed to putting in the work to keep your marriage, then don't get married. If you want to stay together just for the kids, don't get married. If you still want to cheat and you want to lie, you want to run the streets and do you, don't get married. If you think that you're getting married just to stop somebody from cheating, don't get married. If you are getting married because y'all have been together for 11 or 12 years and you feel that neither one of you guys are going somewhere, don't get married. Getting married is only the glimpse and the glam of it, y'all. It's money well spent for a huge party. But your marriage, that is where the true investment kicks in. I know so many couples that have spent money on weddings, and 2 years later, they're divorced. And one or the other was not even ready to invest what was needed to go back into staying together. There was a breakdown somewhere in their marriage, probably even before they said, I do. When the marriage begins, they are real things, guys, that you have to put into it. The real work comes in. The wig comes off. The makeup comes off. You deal with the stinky breath, the toenail clipping, the seat up in the bathroom. You find out who's the neat freak and who has ED. You find out what food your spouse really likes and what they hate. You find out so many things about this person after you get married and the marriage begins. One can't just do the work. It does not work like that. It's like playing tug of war. If there are two people on the opposite side and it's only one on the other side and there's so much pulling, so much tugging, and eventually the one with the two on one side pulls the one with the one down. One person cannot keep a marriage going. It's not going to work like that, guys. Believe me. I have so much experience in being married and in being in a marriage that I can't even begin to tell you that being married and being married and having a marriage, it is so different, that people don't even know. So today we are going to begin starting the Marriage Chronicles. We are going to have some guests come on that have been married for 2 months, and we're going to have some guests come on that have been married for 20 years because we want to really jump into this. We want to help people who are in a relationship understand before they say, I do, what exactly are they getting themselves into? People out there these days think that marriage is just staying together, living together, going on trips, we're eating together, we're raising our children. That's only 10% of it. The rest of it is the work that has to go into your marriage between you and your spouse. And that's the work that's hard. That's the work that people don't want to put into their marriage because they feel that it's too much. It's not too much to make an investment into someone that you love. And that's what it is, guys. It's an investment. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, please, by all means, go ahead and email me at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. If you guys have any type of discussions that you want to hear me talk about on here, go ahead and send those to talkthetwithe@gmail.com. I thank you guys for another amazing episode. I thank you guys for just tuning in and, you know, listening to things that I have to say because I have so much to say. Push that share button, push that like button, and share this. Share this with other people that may need to hear it. It might not be for you, but it might be for someone who really, really needs to hear it. I love you, lovely, so much. Have a very blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart for Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.